Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's May 30, 2020, and we're doing New Earth Support, our normal weekly call. And everyone, please do keep yourselves muted. That will make for a cleaner recording. There will be a chance to kind of share your thoughts at the end if you wish. Okay, so actually we've got a head start already. The Keys Line have already opened the Mesa, so we've already called in the allies and set the container, which you might be able to feel. So we just want to begin by acknowledging the presence of our numerous allies. And thank you all for being here. Mm-hmm. Making sure they feel nice and strong and clear. Yeah, they feel great. Remember, when a shaman burps, it's clearing energy, not rudeness. So as always, we're here to support the Great Awakening on planet Earth. And we'll get going on that. Since the allies are already present, we're going to start with embodied awakening to get all of us into the most helpful service state possible. And then from there, we'll start flowing. And as always, things will happen. And we'll get all sorts of fun surprises if the past is any indication. And as always, those who bless are always blessed in return. All right, so let's do our embodied awakening invocation. As always, I give a brief description of what this is as we do it. So basically, your higher self is going to be invited into your physical body. The metaphor is that your ego, instead of driving the car, is in the passenger seat. The divine is driving. The ego can always get control back in an instant if it wishes. The divine will, you know, relinquish its driver's seat at any time if the ego wants his old job back. The benefits of embodied awakening that can be easily described: more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much mentally, you just know what to do through intuition, and there's more bliss. So if you would like to do this process now, that can make you a little more in your divinity consciously and most likely do better work with the support that we're doing for the earth, then I invite you to repeat after me now, but speaking to your higher self. Maximum embodied awakening.
Maximum embodied awakening.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
And then I invite you just to relax into passive breath awareness. And here you're just becoming totally passive at the human ego level. Your higher self is sending itself in through the top of your head and merging with you. It can feel kind of like water soaking into a sponge. Just relax, be passive. Please do not try to help in any way, which will just block it. You can't awaken yourself at the human level, but you can receive the awakening as a gift from your higher self. Ah, that's feeling better. So relax all the effort, just feel the breath come and go. Relax. To see how little effort the breath even takes, just go to like no effort at all for a moment, just be. And then at that no effort state, see if there's breath awareness anyway. If there is, then that's all you need. If at zero effort there's no breath awareness remaining, then at a very tiny amount of effort, just enough to get the breath back, and rest in that minimal amount of effort needed to feel breath. Okay, some of us are getting to the state. The way that you can confirm that you've achieved embodied awakening is that four things are true at the same time: no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. So if that's true, then you're there. Just rest, and we'll rest here for a moment, those of us who are in the state already. And that'll make it easier for everyone else to join us here in this lovely state of consciousness. Again, everything I'm saying here is equally helpful and true for the for you if you're on the recording as if you're on the live call. This all magically exists beyond time and space. Feeling pretty good. Just a moment longer. There seem to be some folks who need a moment longer to kind of relax fully into embodied awakening. By the way, if distraction arises, that's not you, it's an uninvited guest. Let the guest yammer in the background. You just relax back into your breath awareness again. Don't fight the distraction, just turn your back on it, relax back into breath. You do your thing, let the distraction do its thing. That's feeling nice right there. Very sweet. So just notice if you're in embodied awakening, again, that means all the following is true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. And even if you're not, you can still, of course, proceed with this. It's just that being in an awakened state just makes the work even more potent. So now we will move to blessing the earth. As I'm sure all of you are aware, there is a great awakening happening on the planet, and the earth itself is already at a higher frequency, and we humans are just trying to catch up. So what we're about to do is just send energy for the overall upliftment of humanity's vibration. And the way I like to do this is passively. I'm going to invoke in a moment that energy to come through me, and then I'm just going to relax. Some of you may prefer a more proactive approach, and if you want to actively visualize this, whatever you do to send blessing is fine. All the efforts will be harmonized and used for good. I will guide my particular way of doing it, but you do it in the way that feels right to you. And boy, the allies are really crowding in around us now and really here to help us, crowding in a really good way. Merging might be better, actually, more accurate description. Okay, good. So if you're gonna do something actively, then begin your process. Those who wish to do the more passive approach like me, you can repeat this invocation if you wish. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Please flow the energy through me.
Please flow the energy through me.
To serve the highest good.
To serve the highest good.
Of the great awakening on earth.
Of the great awakening on earth.
May the human vibration.
May the human vibration.
Be brought to the highest level.
Be brought to the highest level.
That serves highest good.
That serves highest good.
So it is. Thank you. Yeah. So already I'm perceiving all of us in position over the earth in low orbit, along with just a massive number of other beings of light, all of whom are now on duty 24/7, just beaming down love and light to the earth, helping us humans out. That, of course, is why things are so crazy on the planet right now, because in order to get to this sweet high vibration, all the lower vibration energy has to be stirred up, flushed up, and cleared. So the transition between a dark age and a golden age tends to be pretty messy for that reason. But it's all necessary to get to where we're going. So you just, whatever you're doing, my narration will assume the passive approach, but do your thing. Yeah. Just relax, go to there's two possible focal points you can choose. If you're really feeling the energy pretty clearly, then go ahead and rest just in the awareness of the energy itself. Let that be your focus, just the pure sensation of that lovely vibration. If you're not that sensitive to energy, then you can use your physical breath awareness as a relaxed focal area if you're doing the passive approach. I'm definitely feeling that we've all merged already. our spiritual aspects are merged into one beautiful joint consciousness. So if you're aware at that level of what's happening, you can relax into that. And my sense is now it's all going to pretty much autopilot. It's just running itself. We've been welcomed into the larger group of light beings who are blessing the planet and its inhabitants. And what feels right to me now is just to relax and let myself be made use of. There's an overarching divine intelligence running the whole thing. And I'm going to relax and sort of become a cell in the beingness of that. And invite you to do that as well if that feels right for you.
I'm sensing a higher vibration entering the field, or perhaps we are emerging with this vibration. It's one of clearing. Clearing out energies that do not serve the Earth's highest good for 4D. I'm also very aware of the sorrow of humanity as this transition is occurring. So many don't understand. Praying for ease.
So if there is longer silence, just relax into whatever your process is. The energy is quite potent. I'm perceiving what I can best describe as the closest I can get is like on a sci-fi show when like the starship goes into a nebula. The nebula is all these colorful clouds and all this lightning kind of energy flashing through the nebula. Kind of like sheet lightning coming all through the things and lighting up different colors. That's what this space feels like. It's like we are the energetic field surrounding the planet, and there's all this energy just flashing and coursing through it. Very active, very vibrant. I feel myself morphing into a deeper level of consciousness. I think we all have this opportunity right now, so just relax. And if you feel your consciousness shifting, just go with it. As always in these inner realms, for me, there's nothing to do. One just relaxes and allows whatever is happening to happen. So my primary experience is just of being merged with this vast field of light worker energy above the planet. In fact, they're actually giving a specific instruction. They're saying just be. They're inviting us right now to leave off any active effort of sending. And they would just like us to chill and merge for a bit here. And they're saying that's how we can serve best in this moment. Just be. So I'm feeling very subtly a very dynamic energy swirling around me. Both the me that's part of the collective in the larger field and the Benjamin me in the physical world. And they're saying, relax, receive. What we're doing will help you serve even better. And they're also reminding us that our mere presence here in this field of service is assisting the awakening. They're saying sometimes you don't have to do anything. Sometimes just your mere presence somewhere is all the help that's needed. It adds to the overall energy of the field. Continue relaxing into this really sweet field. Yeah, it's feeling even more spacious than before. Feels so good to be merged with such a vast field of light. They're saying that as a thank you for our presence here, each one of us is now receiving some healing energy. It may feel subtle, but it's there. The other thing is whatever the next thing that will help you most is, they're assisting you with that right now. I'm starting to feel a little more physical presence, but still very much part of the field. And they're really asking us to really be present in all of it. Like there's a continual field of awareness from this beautiful ecstatic group state into the physical body, and they're inviting you to experience all that as just one thing. There's the body and the field, and it's all just the same. Rather, it's a wide open spectrum. The whole, from one to the other, from the body to the blended field, is all just one big open space. I'm inviting you to feel all that together. They're saying some of us have an either-or idea about this, and they're inviting us into a both-and awareness. They'd love for us all to walk between the worlds all the time, having every moment of human experience also saturated with this divine presence. That's certainly how I strive to live, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. So just for a moment longer, perceive the physical body and this vast divine field, and let them all just be all together. It's not a trying, it's a releasing and allowing. That's better. Just relax and let it all be there at the same time. Okay, the invitation now is to, now that we're back in our bodies and yet still connected to that divine field, they're inviting us to open our eyes. And the simple invitation here is eyes open, be present in your body, in the physical space you're in, while still holding awareness of the blended field we've been working in. Just the best you can. Remember, it's not a trying, it's an allowing. How are you doing with that, Makisla?
Great, thank you.
We're also inviting any feedback from anyone. I'm going to now allow unmuting. So if anyone would like to share by speaking or typing how you're doing with this blended all at one thing, we would welcome any input that anyone cares to share, questions, comments, anything at all. Morgan, hi.
How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, this was amazing. just honestly, a lot of what you said was pretty much what I needed to figure out that whole entire being present and feeling the presence.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was just me that was struggling at first, but I probably shouldn't drink coffee when I do this.
Well, trust your experience. If coffee interferes, then probably better not.
Yeah.
If it makes you agitated, probably best to avoid it right before meditation.
Yeah, that's for sure.
That's great. Any other thoughts you wanted to share, Morgan?
This is all pretty new to me. Uh-huh. I've only really been starting to do a lot of this stuff since late last year.
Uh-huh.
And, I just thank you, honestly.
Oh, you're welcome. Happy to be of any service we can.
Yeah. And I feel like this is a lot better to help than, the riots going on. So you'll definitely see me as many Saturdays as I can.
We'd love to have you here, brother. Thanks so much for joining us. We're really grateful for your presence. You've added a lot to the session.
Thank you. I'm glad.
Right, thank you, brother. Thanks for sharing. Mm-hmm. And let me go ahead and mute Morgan. And I think I forgot at the beginning to mention that Makisla was here. I apologize. I just totally... Okay. So let me... belatedly mentioned, I'm here with Makisla. she helped call in a container before we started, and of course she's here now, been holding his space the whole time. We do have time for anyone else who'd care to share any questions or feedback. We've got a few other folks on the call, and again, if you're not called to, that's also fine. There's no particular duration we have to go, so if no one has further feedback, we can wrap it up. But we'll leave.
Just feeling flowy. Thanks, yeah. Energy.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you said just feeling floaty now. Good. Yeah.
I'm wondering if that floatiness is something that's outside of you or inside of you. And if it's outside of you, invite your higher self to come deeper into your body and relax. And as that happens, just allow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I personally have gotten to the point now, I wake up in bliss. I mean, the moment I come to consciousness, I'm aware of my divinity, and it's here now. You know, you can get to a point where it's just part of you and it becomes the new normal. And then it just keeps getting sweeter. You know, I like to say at the end of every year, even at the end of a year like we had last year, you know, I was able to say, wow, that was still the best year of my life so far because my awakening deepened. And that just doesn't get any better than that, at least for me. So just, in fact, I'm being called to share something that we were talking about yesterday.
Okay.
It's easy to get into a lot of despair or negative emotions around the state of the world right now. And the way I work with that and the way I stay so positive in the midst of all the challenges we're going through, and there's no shortage of them, we know, is I tell the following story. Okay, I came here to serve, and I knew as an incoming soul just how messed up it was going to be. And the reason I came was not to bemoan all the problems that there are, but to know coming in there would be problems and that I would do whatever I could to help them. So we're here not to, you know, make the world perfect because it's not designed that way, but to just spread whatever love and light we can to offer whatever help we're called to do. Remember, the entire crisis is not yours to solve. There are, you know, hundreds of millions of light workers on the planet, far more than, you know, one might imagine, each one of us having our little small piece to do. So another way I keep my sanity in the midst of times like this is I ask, what is mine to do? Okay, I can't solve the entire global crisis, but is there a little bit of help? Can we do something like this and help the awakening a little bit, help a few people? You know, my Awakening Plus is designed for that, to help at a larger scale than I have in the past. But whatever you call it to do, some people are here just to hold space and just be peaceful themselves. Some are here to help a handful of people or one person. Some are here to help on a larger scale. So it's everyone's work is perfect. So those are the two things that help me when, you know, the crisis seems like it's just so crazy. A, I knew coming in it would be like this. I came to help. And second, what is actually mine to do? What little bit of service can I help? And actually, I'll add a third thing, having a clear purpose. If you know your life purpose and you're working toward that, that is tremendously motivating and gives lots of energy. And even if you just have a purpose for that day, having something you're striving toward, you know, helps direct energy. It brings in more energetic flow, and it's just super helpful. So if any of those little tidbits are helpful, then I offer them to you for that reason. Any bits of wisdom you want to share, baby?
There's just a lot of energy that's flowing all over every which way direction. And for myself being a mystical Piscean being, it's easy for me to get caught up in that, especially when I'm not grounded. Being grounded is really important for me, and I tend to have my head in the clouds frequently as opposed to being grounded here on Earth and in Pachamama particularly. So how do I stay grounded? There's a grounding exercise that I do. I call myself to myself, all timelines, all realities, all dimensions. I call myself back from dream space. And I do that. I invite myself to come three times, calling myself to myself, calling myself to myself. calling myself to myself. And all the while as I say those words, I'm bringing awareness to that calling, anticipating that arrival of energies which have been scattered to and fro. Then I hone in on the root, on the Muladhara chakra. And with my intention and attention, the Muladhara chakra gets energized and expands. And when I feel that expansion is complete, then I send out an energetic grounding root that is sure and confident and capable. And I send that energetic grounding cord into the heart of Pachamama, into the molten core of my mother, of our mother. And if you are sensitive enough, you can actually feel that happen, feel that there's a sensation that can happen when you are connected. And then the energy comes both ways. You can feel into her. And then I set that grounding cord on release. And then I call up all energies that do not serve my highest good in the moment to be released and to go down that grounding cord. And to our mother, it's like compost, it feeds her. And so even throughout the day, after that initial process is finished, throughout the day, I will check in with my grounding cord. Sometimes the grounding cord can have a color, a certain vibration. And after a while, especially after a big clearing, like perhaps you may have experienced here on this call, or a lot of energy moving through, then it might be a good idea to ask the grounding cord, are you in perfect time? Is my grounding cord in present time? Good. And then if it's in present time, then it may not need to be released. But there are also occasions where it might be wise to release that grounding cord, allow it to go into Pachamama. She just sucks it in. And then you send out a fresh grounding cord, brand new, sure and capable and strong, down into her core. And then you just continue. And then, of course, the perfect marriage between heaven and earth is calling in the higher self, right? And bringing the higher self from the eighth chakras and higher down, 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 and into the heart, or whatever, Dantian, whatever lower, whatever vibration chakra is calling for that. And so then staying in that space allows the conversation of the energy to flow much easier for myself. I had forgotten this practice when I first had my stroke, and I was really floundering. And then it wasn't until recently when I came home, I was able to reestablish that. It makes a huge difference. So I hope that that's helpful. I mean, maybe in a few weeks or maybe soon we can do a teaching, a more thorough teaching on that, if you wish, if that would be helpful to everyone. Did you really? Oh my goodness, yeah. Love.
Edwin just typed, I had a stroke too, very helpful.
Oh, you're so welcome. Bless you, bless you, bless you.
Cool. All right. All right, that feels like a possible wrap right there. Last call for any questions or comments. Thanks for sharing those insights, baby.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, my experience, I've been on the spiritual path for over 40 years. I've walked paths that were like very complex and, you know, multi-step. I've walked paths that were just dirt simple, one thing to do. And do what works for you. All the paths exist because there are people of all those types that the paths are ideal for.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So I like to say there's no paths that are wrong as long as they work. You can use that tool to get where you're going. It's a good tool.
You're welcome, Mark.
Yeah. MG type, thank you, lots of love. And Morgan type, thank you both for this insight. Sweet. Does that feel like we're done?
Yeah,
that's wrap beautiful. It up. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to call the directions and wrap it up. Nice little PS on the end there. Thank you. Could you please set the tone?
Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Imti, Kwi.
Oh, it feels so good.
Yes.
Thank you, allies, for this beautiful event. Mm-hmm. As we close, beloved allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone hearing my voice, please stay with them for as long as it serves highest good. I ask that you stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. As we close, shall we do our little Mesa closing?
Sure. Okay.
Let's use the traditional language.
Okay.
Where would you have us go?
What
would you have us do? What would you have us say? And to whom? So we're going to count to three and then clap. You can clap with us to seal the work if you wish. One, two, three. All right. All done. Thank you all so much for being here, whether you were live or on the recording. As of May 30, 2020, we're still doing this every Saturday at noon Eastern Daylight Time. So feel free to come hang out with us if we're still doing it and you're hearing this. Tricky working in multiple levels of time. All right. Anyhow, thanks for being here. We love you. Many blessings on this awesome day.